You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad with you in the building.
In the building.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday night, huh?
Yes, yes. The end of our week. I don't know if y'all know that.
End of our week. I'm repeating everything you say. That has a great effect. It's that it's a mind control thing. It's like a...
trying to get the algorithms to pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we are here, the number one father and son team on the planet, in the universe.
Hollow Earth, flat
Hollow
Earth.
Hollow Earth, flat Earth.
Multi-Earth.
Multi. Everywhere you go, there we go. And we putting, you know, we putting our stamp in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you guys for joining us. Hope you guys had an amazing week.
Yes.
How was your week?
Week was great. I got to hang out with Mr. Noble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he actually hung out with Odyssey a little bit more than me. I wasn't jealous.
I think you were.
No, I was checking her out. I was like, okay. But yeah, they had their little thing going. And no, but he got to hang out with, and it's always good to see him, watch him grow. Watch the advances he's made. So, and then me, wifey, we double dated with Odyssey. Don't ask me why. And her boo. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would see the day.
Yeah, I'm actually.
Yeah, it's, yeah. But she's you know, she's up there. So we went to the Blue Note, a jazz club, to see my favorite band, brass band, Hypnotic.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. If you've never heard of these gods, they started on 14th Street in Manhattan. That's the first place I saw them. They used to play on the street all the time. And one time I stopped and just was vibing with them. I put some money in the bucket. When they stopped playing, they said, "Yo, what up, Doc?" And so that made me feel like a king. I'm like, oh, shit, y'all know me? And so from that point on, whenever I would see them, I would, you know, whenever they was rocking, I would go see them. They actually have a song on the soundtrack of one of these movies.
Do you know?
What's the name of the movie? It'll come to me.
Okay.
And so now they travel the world. They're international.
That's dope.
And so they don't make a lot of trips to New York, but they were at the Blue Note in the Village. And so me and wifey took Odyssey and her boo out, you know, to check them out.
That's dope.
And so it was really dope putting Odyssey on to a song, Hunger Games.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in Hunger Games.
Oh.
They have a song in Hunger Games.
Whoa.
I don't know which season or which movie, but one of them joints.
Whoa.
And to open them up to something, so it was really, really dope.
That's big. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they rock out. And then, you know, me, they were on the stage. Mm-hmm. And I said, Odyssey, those are my boys. Mm-hmm. She was like, Dad, please stop. And when they got off the stage, they came and got the guard up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them, a few of them.
Was Odyssey impressed?
No.
Of course she wasn't.
I got a salute while he was on the stage. He was like, ha.
That's dope.
And so, but she wasn't impressed. I said, but I told her, I said, I got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a few rhymes on deck. Mm-hmm. Cause they call a few people up. Mm-hmm. Dude who played the flute. He was nice.
That's nice. That's dope.
They met him on the subway. They called up some singers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the cut like, if they'd be like, yo, we want to call Black Dot to the stage.
Oh, my God.
I came up there. You know, as an MC, you got to stay
goodness,
ready.
Goodness, man.
So I would have been ready, but they didn't call me up. And so I started to do the shrooms before I got there.
You'd have ruined everybody's night.
Yeah, they would have escorted me out because I didn't know which dose to take and all of that.
Oh, that's that reminds me. We got a new exclusive that's dropping.
Yes, it'll be up tomorrow.
Tomorrow or so.
Yeah, based on when Mama Dot gets in the mood. And it's with my man, Darren Lil Baron is what he calls himself. He's been studying shrooms under Dr. Kalindi. For over 15 years.
That's dope.
And backstory with him is, he was the first one to bring me out to London as a lecturer. I had already been out there with Tim Dog as an artist, and he brought me and Rich, not Rich from Black Magic 363, but Rich, who I did the Five Bloodlines of hip-hop with. And we were the first ones, and probably the only ones, to do a lecture back-to-back, meaning I didn't go, and then he went. We was out there for 3 days, and we stood there on the stage together going over album covers, movies, and we did it together.
Oh, yeah, we're doing like a
Ghost of Ray.
Ghost of Ray.
Ooh. Situation I haven't seen it done since.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so that was the one we did out in London, the occult movies.
That's kinda hard.
And albums. And so he brought us out there. Then he came to New York, and I put him up while he was here.
Yeah.
And then when I went to Bavaria, Germany, to get initiated into the Illuminati with, you know what I'm saying, A.A. Rashid and True Master from the Wu-Tang, he met us out in Germany.
Yeah.
And said we were out there in Germany. And I told you about the guys who had all their hands cut off, right? All their knuckles and shit cut off and shit. It was a weird bunch of niggas we was out there with. Anyway. So we went out there, and so that's my story with him.
Mm.
Very good brother. And now he's going around teaching people all of the...
he's the one who sent you the shrooms.
He's not the one who sent me the shrooms.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
Jermaine, he'd be in the chat.
Oh, okay.
That's the guard. He growing mad... Lightfoot. Jermaine Lightfoot.
Okay.
He in Florida.
Yeah.
And he said it's an epicenter for where mushrooms in America was growing.
All right.
So he got some strains. And so I didn't want to introduce that until...
Okay.
And side note, he's doing a three-part series.
Like we have the courses in the
courses.
For the members.
So we got an interview from Urban Exclusives. Oh, Lightfoot is in there?
Hey.
Oh, okay. And so then from there, we will do... a three-part series to teach you about the medicinal, the recreation, and then he said the hero's realm. Nigga said, that's a mission, you go alone.
Okay.
But he said you cannot overdose on mushrooms. You'd have to ingest 3 times your body weight of goddamn mushrooms to overdose. But you will, you know, have some experiences.
All right. So I saw a real cool comment in here. From the one Peace Urban X from Melbourne, Australia, got married last weekend. Sudanese Ethiopian traditional wedding. That is
fly. Man, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Absolutely. Kenneth Bowen, we thank you for your support. Shout out to Live Music. I teach music at an elementary school in
Lithonia,
Georgia. Got to get the children accustomed to live instrumentation.
Absolutely. Listen,
it's a total difference.
Loves instruments. He loves music.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm getting him early. Like he had a little episode this morning on the way to school, put on some Beethoven, and he was straight.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was straight. Sad note. Noble's parent teacher conference was yesterday. I didn't have to pull the belt out. But
okay.
He was doing really well. They said academically he is, because you know he can read.
He can do all that stuff.
So
they working on his
the 3-year-old stuff.
Yeah,
sitting down,
being sharing shit when you don't have a brother and sister.
Yeah,
and being in line and all that old,
that stuff. So everything else was dope. So I thought that was really cool. Just watching him getting
Jermaine Lightfoot. How can I get some? Oh yeah, we're gonna do something with him. I'm gonna be the plug. Don't try to go straight to the plug. I'm the plug. I peeped that. See what I'm saying? I shouldn't have threw his name out
there.
They
killed for less than that. You know what I'm saying? Try to go around me.
Try to go around
to my connect.
Yeah. You know that might get you hurt out here. Black is the plug. You come to me, I'll talk to my people, talk to their people.
Yeah.
And you know the scene. So you got a stuff. You got a money.
Yeah.
It's close by. Well, the stuff is close by. You know. When we go out and start over again, you're the fuck, you know how it goes. And anyway, we thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And again, for the continued support for what it is that we do, shout out Hypnotic. Listen, I know I got fought tooth and nail all day long for this, and I won the battle, guys. I won the battle.
Oh, because you're a baby. You're big old.
I won the battle. So we're having our biggest blowout sale.
For the winter, man.
Ever.
For the holidays. If you want your stuff.
Hold on to your seat. Wait till I give you these numbers. 50% off for the weekend from now until
I'm disagreeing.
Saturday midnight. They fought me tooth and nail.
I disagree.
They fought me tooth and nail. I said no. This is what I want to do going into 2024. I want to let this thing go and let this thing go hard. You know what I mean? So 50% off. I can't do this forever because I really take a beat. It's almost like buy one, get one.
Basically.
Because 50% off. So I wouldn't buy nothing less than two of these to get this thing popping.
It's true.
So it's a blowout sale. Again, like I said, you know me. And so they fought, but I gave them logic behind it. We want to, why people can have them put them up under the Christmas tree.
True. It's easy holiday shopping.
Get you a planner that you can start January 1. Get that in the loop, man. Make this thing happen. Take Malcolm's free courses.
Oh, yes. Black Family Biz.
FamilyBiz.com. And even though it's free, it's worth $1,000 or more when you look at how many courses is in there. But when you hand that to somebody, that's telling them you care about them. But, the ones that that's going to use it. So blackfamilybiz.com, all free courses. Go in and take them. Now, if you want him to do your stuff for you, that's something different.
But
if you just want to get the information, take the courses, and do it on your own, it's absolutely free. It's no strings attached.
It's there.
It's there.
I made the website even more goof-proof.
Yes, because he kind of had the free courses up here in the corner. I said, no. Bring that down where people can see that immediately.
Yeah.
And so this is where we are now. So in conjunction with that, get you a dope hoodie, get you a dope hat, get you a dope planner. And with that being said, let's get to this roll call.
Let's get to it. I saw Florida early. I saw Delaware early.
Okay. I saw
Austin, Texas was good.
Yes, I saw Detroit. What up, though?
Vice City in the building.
Yes.
Shouts out to y'all.
Yes.
MIA. Who else?
Alabama's in the building.
Seattle, I see LA.
Naptown, Cleveland.
Hartford, we saw Georgia earlier.
London in the building.
What's
Plainfield,
good?
New Jersey.
San Bernardino.
PA is California. In the building. Greensville, South Carolina. Boston, peace. Everybody is in the building.
Memphis was good.
With us
Springfield,
on this
Massachusetts.
Thursday, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to it.
Let's get to it, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, Staten Island, Shaolin. So Russell Simmons was on my timeline this morning.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, bro, bro. And he's there. He's
in his crisscross
applesauce on his beanbag.
On his beanbag.
You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful nature sounds in the background of Bali. And then this, you know, guy interviewing him. And this interview, which I thought was about why he's in Bali. Like, why are we doing this interview in Bali? It was a 5-minute clip that I saw. But no, it was about Kamoli Simmons and her stealing $800 million worth of stock away from him.
Yes.
And how, you know, he's upset that she took that money because I could be using that for humanitarian efforts.
Oh.
I could help a lot of people with that money. So he is suing. I don't know how much he can sue with him not being in the country.
Well, he probably has representation in the country. You know, lawyers he can contact.
Yeah, but like, does it, like, you know, like, the elephant in the room is, why are you in Bali?
Yeah, not only why are you in Bali, but continue.
So he started talking about, like, he was building a hotel out there that he couldn't finish because of, you know, his liquidity crunch, because of the stock that was taken from him. And the guy who, I guess, Kamoli Simmons' like ex-husband or husband who she got the money for, he's a convicted criminal. He stole money from the government and from the government, from people in Malaysia, and then stuff like, and I'm just like, oh, dude, like.
And she used that money to help leverage this guy's situation. Okay. Continue.
No, go ahead. That, like, I was just, again, why are we in Bali? Like, why are we?
But did you also hear him mention about he passed 9 lie detector tests?
Oh, he slept with 1,000 women.
He slept with over 1,000 women.
He passed 9 lie detector tests about if he had ever SH somebody, sexual assault victim, by the YouTube algorithm. And he passed all of them, so.
And that he had more foursomes. Not threesomes, foursomes than you probably had relationships and, you know, all of these kind of things. Let's go to the source of this.
Mm-hmm.
He was dating Kamora Lee when she was underaged.
Yeah.
Alleged. We could say alleged, but it's obviously allegedly.
Obviously allegedly.
It's obviously allegedly. Right? Which means he also groomed her. You know what I'm saying? As a young model, she's wet behind the ears, trying to get into the business and things of that nature. And so he is in violation of her life, as far as I'm concerned. Now, obviously, she didn't know any better. She made the best of it. She, you know, started, not fat farm, what'd she start?
Baby fat.
Fat ass, baby fat.
Baby fat.
Baby fat.
PH.
Yeah, PH and things of that nature. He went on to allegedly abuse more women than you can possibly imagine, right? Again, when we speak about this, because he did mention, he said, you know, it was young, it was egotistical, we were wild. I understand from a certain perspective. I've been on tour, and you just think that that's what it's supposed to be. But you cannot tell me out of clear 1,000 women, you can't tell me that all of that stuff was consensual, right? Considering this is about power.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Him imposing his power on people, because certain people are so intimidated that if you push a chick into the corner and she submit, it's still an assault.
And the way we understand assault now, back as opposed to back then, is different as well. So
yes.
A lot of stuff that guys were getting away with back then, and now you look in hindsight like, that was dude, bro.
And then let's go back to, like we said, the Playboy Mansion with Bill Cosby and all of them at the Studio 54. The climate with the drugs as well and the psychedelics and all of that was creating a weird climate where you just thought that that's what it was supposed to be. As we move away from that, And get a little clarity in who we are as a collective.
Yeah.
Some of us go, whoa, that was a little crazy.
Yeah.
So he can't tell me. And he said he stayed coked up and high all the time. So how do you really know?
That's true, too.
How do you? But I'm pretty sure those victims, the ones who were actual victims, know.
That's
because
true.
It violated something within them. And I'm always telling young people, when you see a man of great power, whether he's white or black, and you are intimidated and you're shaking in your boots and you submit to that, it's still a violation. You know what I mean? You used your power and influence to make somebody submit to something that they didn't want to submit to. Sure, if she didn't scratch up your face, that still doesn't mean it wasn't a violation. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, there are plenty of groupies out there who are willing to just give it up. And some of them will also get in line because they sense a payday. So we want to keep this fair and we want to keep this balanced. But there's no way you can tell me you hit 1,000 women and all of them were just bending over, giving you what you wanted, and you was high, inebriated, intoxicated, and you was high on power and ego because you thought you can have what you wanted. And that goes for Russell Simmons. That goes for P. Diddy. That goes for all of them who speak along those lines. And again, I was a C-lister artist, and I can understand.
Like D.
So you're going to call me a D-lister? Pause. Pause. Really? I think I was a little higher.
Continue.
At the moment.
Continue.
Very disrespectful.
Continue.
Right? And so, you know, he needs to, and why are you in Bali? Because you knew that these charges were coming against you and that they were legitimate or some legitimate charges. So you moved to a country in which you couldn't be extradited.
Yeah.
And under the guise of that, you thought you had your money safe with somebody you violated.
Yeah.
Who started to grow up and said, well, at minimum for all your violations, the least I can do is spend this money to keep me alive. And you have children.
Yeah.
This thing gets ugly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's in alignment with the Diddy situation. So all of this stuff, it's like we peeled the scab off a wound in our community.
Yeah.
Excuse me, that nobody wanted to deal with.
You know what? I know it must feel wild because, again, these dudes who've been in power for 30 years, like just like doing what they want to do, and now it's just kind of like, wait, come on, that was wrong?
Yeah.
Or you knew you were doing wrong, but like now I can get in trouble for that. So it feels like, you know, it must feel like they've gotten like really like robbed of something, like not really realizing like, no, you were bugging.
And not only that, you thought you got away with it.
That too.
And what Cassie has done.
Bro.
Cassie is, she's not only she brave, it's very strategic because it's opened the door now. And as quick as she got her money, speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. And when it's blood in the water, you got to attack. You know what I'm saying? And you have to get the courage because, you know, a lot of times you go, I can't go up against him with my little bullshit lawyer I can barely afford.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they keep postponing or his lawyers are greater than mine. Cassie has opened the door for a number of people, which leads probably to our next story.
Diddy again.
Yes.
So Diddy again has been back in the news. He got accused by a fourth victim this time. This one claims she was 17 years old when she was trafficked, drugged, and basically essayed over and over again by Diddy and his man.
She was Mexican.
Essayed off, right?
Essayed.
She was essayed. Yeah.
Essayed. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't know if that's funny or not, but that's wrong. The code for it.
It's wrong. Okay.
No, but we got to create code words up here. Okay. We got real estate agents. When we speak about that, you were Mexican.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. And apparently this girl has receipts as well. There's a picture of her face blurred out.
Yes, sitting on his lap.
So apparently this is not, because remember, it was the Survivors Act. That's what Cassie and a few other people got in on when they got, you know, they sued Jamie Foxx, Marcellus Wiley, Eric Adams, a few people. Now I'm hearing that this is another act, I want to get the name, that gives some more time to victims. I don't think that's just outside of New York.
Yeah, because I think that's a New York thing.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And then let's keep in mind, Diddy released the statement. You want to read that statement?
I'll read the statement. Hold on.
Okay, read the statement.
I have it.
Because not a very long statement, but now he's coming out on the offensive. So
he put on his Instagram, "Enough is enough. For the last couple years, I've sat silently. I mean, last couple weeks, I've sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth." Sean Diddy Combs.
Okay, so he's finally come out with a statement to put himself on record.
Yes.
Okay.
Finally, right?
And so what's the name of this law?
So I'm trying to see if I can find it for you guys, because it was like baffling me as well as to why she's able to come out with this now.
Right.
I have to look for it.
Okay.
I thought I saved it. My fault.
So in the event, what she's stating is that, what's his right-hand man name?
Pierre.
Pierre met her in Detroit. Told her, you know, who Diddy was, and he's rocked with Diddy. Put her on the phone with Diddy. They put her on a private jet. Flew her to Teterboro, according to her. She was whisked away in an SUV. They get up there, and next thing you know, she's feeling inebriated. She's feeling drugged. She's feeling out of control. She's feeling, you know what I mean? And she said it was another guy there, and they took turns violating her. You know what I'm saying? Then, of course, they just dumped her off, you know, took her back home. She was 17 years old. And before you super parents get in there and say, well, where was her parent? At 17, you know, some of these girls can lie about their age. And if they're, you know, starstruck, you know, some things can happen.
So this lawsuit was filed under New York, the Victims of Gender-Motivated Violence Protection Law, which gives survivors of alleged gender-motivated violence, including sexual abuse, that occurred in the state until March 1 of 2025 to file. So.
Oh, okay.
More like 2025 now?
Yeah, so.
Think about it like this.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
It was just, that Cassie thing was just the beginning, bro.
It was just the beginning. And remember, when they moved her from Detroit to New York, that's is trafficking.
Yes, it is.
And so it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Pause. And so what happens is this thing is just the beginning. It's just the beginning, because how much can one man take before he break?
Yeah.
And maybe rat somebody else out, or people start connecting the dots. You know what I mean? To a whole bunch of other stories.
And apparently this person's, because this person filed as a Jane Doe, this person's lawyers are revealed to be the same lawyers who represented Cassie.
Okay, okay.
So, and guys, I read this great book back in the day, a few years ago, called Conspiracy. It was by Ryan Holiday, in which he spoke about Peter Thiel funneling money, financing a lawsuit against Gawker Media because Gawker had violated him. They outed him as being gay.
Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing in which they released a sex tape from Hulk Hogan. I don't know if you guys remember this story.
I remember the story.
So he financed Hulk Hogan to sue Gawker Media, got them bankrupt, got them shut down because they pissed. So he was getting funded. So I think, just using my brain, I just feel like a lot of these assaults are getting funded by some
The big rumor has
billionaire
it,
benefactor who has something against Diddy, who wants to get him out of here.
They said Clive Davis, allegedly, is the one who had the falling out with him. And Clive Davis' money is very long.
Long, yeah.
Very long bread. And so that could be, but Clive Davis might have greater interest to protect. Because once you start talking Clive Davis, this thing goes into Whitney Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing goes into a bunch of different names and people. And so, yes, it could be bad. And pillow talk is what kills most men.
A lot of empires
go down from pillow talk.
So somebody said, Phoenix Blacksmith said, it's the alcohol company behind it, the Deleon. So apparently there's more stuff.
Them too.
There's more stuff coming out about that as well, because there was some marketing promotion materials coming out regarding Diego is the parent company. Deleon is the one that Diddy had
the deal with.
So they want They're trying to get a judge to get him taken off of all of their marketing too, because they don't want Diddy's face on that stuff with Diddy being, you know, in the news for what he's in the news for right now. So they're trying to get a judge to kind of rush that through. Again, remember we said that Diego, they spent $100 million on that liquor brand. They said Diddy only put up $1,000.
Right, right. Because Diddy was saying in his mind, his name, his clout in the streets is worth that same $100 million you putting up. Mm-hmm. And I can't knock that.
Right.
That's how you leverage your fame, your fortune. But when you do that, that comes at a price.
Yes. So, and apparently he was using their $15 million like marketing budget as salary. Like, he was using that. He was giving people money and stuff like that. You can't do that either. If we give you a marketing budget, it's for marketing.
That's
illegal. And you have to show what marketing you're doing. So, and probably in his mind, again, I'm a rapper in hip hop. Me showing up
with the bottles is promotion.
Yeah, right. So who knows?
And so that would be his comeback to that, so to speak. But when you leverage your name and all of that in the sake of money, let alone the ramifications of promoting that cheap ass alcohol.
Yeah, and I think I might be reaching
bottles of that shit.
I might be reaching, and I think he knew that this was coming down soon, and that he needed a way to get a lot of money from that company.
Yes.
So he threatened to black, because remember, somebody even said he threatened to like go to the press and blackmail them, and they were just like, bye.
Obviously, because he looked at his whole situation and he needs to put money away.
Right, right.
He knows that he got to withstand a certain blast. Side note, R. Scott, one of our supporters, mentioned the Godfather documentary.
Bro, oh my God. Shout out to R. Scott.
Yes.
Shout out to Rashida Scott. Thank you. So I totally forgot about this. I remember in the Black Godfather doc about
Clarence Avon.
Remember Diddy was in that, and he said Clarence kept him out of jail at least two times.
Two or three times.
Right. So
right.
What, like, in the light of everything that's been going on here?
Yes.
All these years of people knowing exactly who he is, what he's been doing.
Yes.
What does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean? What are the ramifications of that? You know what I mean? And he said he kept me out of, because we know Clarence Avant was that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And had power that, you know what I'm saying, could get things covered up. So you got to understand, these high-ranking celebrities, they have a system in place. Anybody needs an abortion, you don't go to no regular hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody who needs any medical treatment, you don't go to no regular doctor. We bring all of that stuff to you. If there's wet work that needs to be performed, like we need to clean something up, they have a team to come through and clean up the situation, no matter how dire the situation. Look, if we need to frame somebody or, you know, somebody's trying to bring up charges against you, how do we? So they're private investigators, they're a dark team that you never see, they're doctors, lawyers. All of this is catered to the rich. You know what I mean? And so it would not be surprised if, you know, if you get in some trouble and you got to call Clarence.
Yeah.
Like, look, Clarence, I'm in a situation. What movie, that Pulp Fiction, when the wolf, and they said, we bringing Wolf through.
Oh, yeah.
He said, well, nigga, why didn't you say so, Negro? You know what I mean? And so that was one of the signs to show you that these people are never seen.
Yeah.
And that's all they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then sometimes one of them may go rogue or this and that, and then they got to, you know, clean that up. So I would not be surprised if that was a situation.
Listen, watch that doc again. And I was just sitting there like, how is this black dude just around all of these guys?
Yes.
Listen, your reputation must be like.
And remember, it's a hierarchy system.
Yeah.
We need you to keep your people in control.
Yeah.
Obama was supposed to speak at the national convention, and they told him your portion will not be televised. He got on the phone with Clarence, and next thing you know, he was on TV.
Now he's your president. He was your president.
Now he's your president.
Yeah.
Phil Valentine called it the minute he saw that speech. He said, that right there is your next president.
That's crazy.
And we was like, all right, well, we'll see, you know. And sure enough. And so that kind of power, where he's buddies like this with Quincy Jones, you know, he's sitting around buddies and this and that. Bro. So that's power. But now he's passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, grandma, his wife, got shot in her back.
Yeah.
With a shotgun.
It was
by somebody who just got out of prison 2 weeks ago and happened to come up into one of the most gated communities ever and randomly picks a house in not. Dude, if I got a shotgun, I can roll up into a McDonald's or somebody and go, yo, give me all this and hit a few of those.
What you get into a house for?
Why would I go up into a gated community randomly pick Clarence's house?
And then that court case was over in like a week.
In a week?
Yeah.
And shoot grandma in her back.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's running away. He survives. They finished that case before Nipsey shit even got finished.
Yeah, yeah.
It was closed. It was done. It was over. His daughter used to work for Obama.
Yes, that is true.
And is now married to a guy from Netflix.
Yes, the guy who owns Netflix.
The guy who owns Netflix. I'm not making any of this up. You know I like to pull my shoulder out and give you something to talk about at the water cooler. This is all facts. So when we start talking about hierarchy and where Diddy might have been given the New York region just to cover and control rappers, him and Jay-Z, because they both kind of ascended together in terms of what sits over New York. I think 50 Cent disrupted that, you know what I'm saying? But his alliance was to Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, but he was over here. And then on the West Coast, you know, you got Snoop and Dre and a few of them. Of course, in Atlanta, you got a team. And so they do this regionally. This is why when Black people have problems, you don't see Jimmy, Leo Cohen, and then they bring out Kevin Lyles and Russell and all of them and a preacher or two to quell you. This is a system in place.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to take a break on or you want to cover something
else? Let's keep going, man. Let's keep it rocking.
Let's keep going, man.
You're tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So there is new podcast beef brewing in the podcast. Not us. We be chilling.
Yeah.
But so apparently Cameron might be trying to go at, you know, Joe Budden and the crew. And this was, follow me, this is what happened. 2 episodes ago on the Joe Budden podcast, they were discussing Cam and Mace, because Cam on their show were discussing a story about when him and Mace went to a whorehouse in like the 90s or something, and the story was kind of graphic, but, you know, they were telling the story. So Melissa Ford, who's a co-host now, 6 of them now on that show.
That's a lot of co-hosts. God damn.
So Melissa Ford, she said, and this is what she said. She said, like, I think, like, don't you think, like, in this climate, like, talking like that, it's kind of crazy. Now, I'm listening. I'm with her. I'm like, good point. Because of all the Diddy stuff that's happening, everybody who's getting brought up on... Don't you think that's kind of why? And then it took a really hard left. Her point, like, I was with her, and then she took a really hard left. She said, like, you know, what if some of those girls are, like, underage? Or, like, she kind of insinuated.
Yeah.
It was bad. Very bad point.
That's a bad point, yeah. Yeah.
And they all kind of got on her, like, whoa, like, that's crazy. Like, they all kind of scolded her. Fine. Cam and Mace, they went on the show like, yo, don't you ever, like, in your mother's life, you know, basically try to do that no more. We're going to chill. We might come back to this a little bit. We're going to chill right now. Just don't do that again, right? On the last episode of Joe Budden's podcast, they got at her. They played that. They got at her. And she said, you know what? You're completely right. I was out of line. The first point I was trying to make, I should have left it there. But then I said something like, I was out of line. Mm-hmm. Right, wrong. So now Cam is like, I guess he didn't like the apology. I don't know what. But he is exposing her. Apparently she slept with, she had sex with Ice-T in the bathroom at some restaurant. He's coming at her like he's trying to expose her.
He's trying to bring out industry stuff that everybody knows.
So this is my thing, though, right? He has he has the right to feel how he wants to feel about it. I think, though, this is just my brain, I think he always wanted to go at Joe's podcast.
And now he has the leeway to do so.
He has the wrong way to do so.
First of all, he has a new set of teeth, yes?
They look, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get me a set of them piano keys. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get me a set of them piano keys. And listen, y'all don't judge me when I get my hair done and my piano keys. And y'all be saying, damn, that look different. Nah, I'm getting a set of them piano keys. And I've seen a lot of people have them, and they don't fit at first.
Yeah, no, you got to get the medium, not the. You got to get the like the small ones.
Because I was looking at one of them old school rappers, I was like,
something different about you,
nigga. And then they sort of kind of fit.
Yeah,
you know. So you know, let me shout out King Diss, who said that I Am hoodie is the best hoodie I ever brought or bought. I love it, family. Also, great book, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Scully, Peace.
Peace from Tampa and Scully Clothing.
I did an interview with him. It's on the channel.
Okay.
Talking about his clothing brand.
Yeah, so this also lends to, there's not enough content out here, obviously, for some of these individuals.
I agree.
And so now... the typical thing to do is go at another podcaster and try to drum up. We have one rule on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell them what the rule is?
We ignore.
We don't beef with no other podcast. We ignore you. No matter what you say, we not, because it doesn't lend to anything positive in any
instances. There is an entire content creator like community. All they do is podcast about other podcasters. Podcasting, like yes. That's all they do.
Yes, yes. And now with that being said, I'm always telling Malcolm this too. We can't be up here talking about people and then when somebody talk about us,
true.
We get in our feelings.
It's true.
So I can't get in my feelings if y'all start, but I can't go back and forth. You know, there are exceptions to every rule. Like if, you know, things get real crazy. But other than that, we want to build our content around just hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. So I'm not surprised, you know, if that's the case.
Yeah, I just...
Shout out Sincere to God. He said the fact on that hoodie. He said them hoodies is fire. I appreciate you, God.
And so we got these new colors, man.
Yeah,
50%
man.
50% off, man.
Yeah, 50% off on these new colors.
Yeah, so I'd like to see how Joe and them respond to it.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to see how they respond. Even though
Joe was in a lot of beef lately. A lot of rappers coming at
all... him. They do now. You know what I'm saying? All like right. That's
so is that
like
a part of the game plan.
That's what I'm like seeing. The marketing like plan everybody is just that's all they doing. They going back and forth, and they acknowledge not them like Rory and Marsha. They've acknowledged like the spikes and when like something's happening between podcast shows, and it's
not long lived
at all.
And so you know that's a short lived thing to give you kind of like a dopamine fix, and then it's gone. Look at Hassan Campbell.
Oh, he got what he wanted though.
He got what he wanted. He got to be what he wanted. Vlad,
he is on Vlad. Time. I think, and I said this 5 years ago to you privately.
You did.
I said, he just wants to be on Vlad.
Right. Right.
A lot of these outbursts, because it would be.
Against Vlad.
Against Vlad. Because it would be somebody like who he probably felt like he had like more
clout than.
Clout than was getting on Vlad, and then he's going at Vlad. Now he's there. Looks very happy to be there.
All right. Well, he got what he wanted.
He is there. So.
Man can change his mind, can he?
No, listen, everybody can change their mind.
And Vlad is eating that shit up, too.
He gonna break it up into 30 parts.
30 different parts.
It's about to be, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we'll take a quick commercial break.
Now we'll take a quick commercial break.
We'll be right back.
Get back at us.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we're back. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for being here. Support.
Shout out Leslie who's in the building.
I feel away. Because where's she been?
Because she's big now. She's large.
Well, she's big. She forgot too, about the little people.
She too large to just be popping in on
she
our
forgot
show.
About the little people.
She's doing major, major things now. You know what I'm saying? No, shout out Leslie in the building. We miss you, girl. We appreciate you here. You know, you always have a home here with us. So we definitely, definitely appreciate that.
Real quick, I just got some breaking news. Hunter Biden has just been indicted by a federal grand jury on 9 counts, including some felonies. I didn't get official details yet.
Okay, okay.
But good.
But they're not going to truly indict.
I know.
A sitting president. So this is all theatrics.
No, Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. He can go to jail.
The son.
Hunter Biden can go to jail.
Yeah.
Listen, we got a quick giveaway here.
Quick, very quick giveaway. We're not going to give you anything to do, really, other than emails, tell us you want it. This is Burnt Away by one of our members, Ken Taylor. It has some short stories, some pictures, stuff like that. It's called Burnt Away, Shorts from Harlem.
Yes, he rides his bike. He's healthy. He's an elder. He's spiritual. He's poetic. He's an artist. He's a lot of things. And if you're part of our morning meetup group, you know what I mean? Then you know who he is. And so this is his collection of work. You can put yours up now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is his collection of work, short poems and photography. And if you are interested, hit us up at urbanx.nyc. Should we be that or sales?
No, urbanx.nyc.
Urbanx.nyc at gmail.com. The first three people who are interested into poetry and photography, we are going to send you a copy. And those who are unfortunate to win, you can go to
Amazon.com
and you can purchase for the holidays. Makes a great gift to sit on your table, your coffee table, and go through it. And so
shout out to the UX90.
Shout out to the UX90. I finally found out what I want for Christmas.
You celebrate that white man's holiday.
Joy to the world.
You celebrate that white man's holiday.
The Lord has come.
What do you want?
Let every voice yeah. sing. Da, 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 mm-hmm. da. No, I saw, and this don't have to be, of course, for Christmas, because mm-hmm. But I do take gifts on Christmas.
Okay.
Mama Dot's moms will be like, you don't celebrate Christmas, huh? Mm-hmm. You sure quick to open up them gifts I left for everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, man, you shouldn't. You know I'm hotel. Ma. You know, Merry Christmas, man. Holy Spirit, man. Now, she would always get me like gift cards to like bookstores. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I was a reader and stuff. I ain't turning down no gift cards.
Exactly.
But there's the world's biggest hip hop book.
The world's biggest hip hop book.
Yeah, it's about $200. That's easy money for you. Being that you've been stealing from the podcast, I checked the books. I'm like, a lot of shit going on. Mm. Going out of town. Mm. I ain't bringing no money back. Mm. Yo, it was slow. It was slow, but the box is empty now. Like, where did those 50 hoodies go that was in the box? Mm. And so it's called the world's biggest hip-hop book. It's all the pictures of everybody in the world, and hip-hop is in there. And so if you want to...
Okay.
In the spirit, old town and bound. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Get that something, you know, that'd be dope.
Well, thank you guys for being here, always. We got some more stuff to cover. And since Leslie's in the building.
You're listening to the sound.
Absolutely.
Urban X.
So, Jonathan Majors is back in court this week.
Jonathan Majors. The hero from the...
he was the villain, Kang the Conqueror.
Villain, yeah, yeah.
So apparently, so his ex played some audio from him that in the court, and apparently he was looking for his own Shabetti Baz.
He won his own Shabetti
Baz? He won his own Shabetti Baz. He
you told, can't blame him.
He told that white woman.
Oh, that's why she was white.
White.
Oh, God. That just makes it worse.
That, like, you know, she wanted, like, somebody... He wanted somebody that, like, supported, like, how Coretta supported Martin And how, who else did he mention in that? It was a very weird references that he made.
Yeah, why would he make them kind of references?
And it makes him look crazy.
To a Karen.
Yeah, it makes him look crazy.
Dude, is he out of his mind?
Yeah. I don't know what would be wrong with these people.
Yeah, bro.
Like, what do you, like...
Bro, that's, and plus, that's sacred space.
And then she tried to say, like, I tried to protect him as a black man from the police, so now... She's trying to switch the dynamics.
Yeah. I tried to use my white influence to protect this black man from being attacked.
Yeah, from the police.
From the police.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is going to get interesting. Damn. Do you believe in my dreams like Coretta?
Yeah.
Believes in Martin's dreams? I know how things. I looked at Mama Todd. I said, she told me. She said, you ain't got to worry. I'm your Shabetti Baz. And I said, I think about that. I said, Shabetti Baz.
Shabetti Baz.
I said, okay, well, that's who you want to be for me. You be that for me. You be my Shabetti Baz. You know what I mean? You know, and that's who we are now. We on a string. Nigga.
Somebody said, playing in the snow and expecting black excellence. Yeah. What you doing, bro? What you doing?
Yeah. See, my wife is dyslexic. A lot of people don't know that, too. Even her thought, her shit is, she was like, she knew what she wanted to say. That's why when we ask her about something, we got to ask her 3-4 times, wait a minute, are you sure?
Yeah.
And then she got to go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the way it was.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. True story.
So, yeah, that's that. It's not looking good for you. I want him to get through this because for selfish reasons.
But at one point, I thought it swung in his favor.
I did too, but like, they got you on tape talking foolishness, boy. What's your problem?
Yeah, true.
What is your problem?
Good luck with that, my nigga. Good luck.
So,
side note, he is coming to court, but what's her face?
Megan Good.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So, I wanted to talk to you guys about this, though. This was interesting. So, there is a lawsuit happening that is against, like, the whole, like, reggaeton industry.
Okay?
Because all of their music was, it comes from one in Trapley. Like, they played over a reggae beat from 1989.
One beat. They made the whole reggaeton movement.
Off that one. And you know the jokes. Oh, it all sounds like the same song on one beat.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Got you.
Because it is. So apparently there is a copyright lawsuit happening. So it'd be interesting to see like where this goes. Because what does that do for the entire industry? What does that do for the person who made the beat? Like, what does that do?
That's his beat.
Yeah, right.
So all of that stuff is off one beat. Well, it wasn't very creative to begin with. No disrespect.
Yeah, over 100 reggaeton stars are battling out in court. The claims of hundreds of tracks have ripped off one original 1989 track from Jamaican artists Steely and Cleavey.
Steely and Cleavey need to get his money.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I think it's two people, but...
Oh, hey, man. Both of them, goddammit. They need to get their money, because that's foul.
Yeah.
So why are they waiting this long to fight that?
I don't know.
So what does that do for us?
The lawsuit has been going on since 2021, targeting artists like Bad Bunny, Daddy Yankee, Pitbull, I don't know.
Nori.
Probably.
Nori did reggaeton.
Right. That's true. That is true.
He's a part of that mix.
Yeah, so the lawyers are arguing that the suit effectively claims ownership of an entire genre of music and claim that it looks to monopolize the genre in a widespread case filed against a genre more than 100 artists and labels. That is going to be interesting.
That is going to be super interesting.
Because I saw Daddy Yankee. He's like one of like the biggest reggaeton stars out. So apparently he's like turned his life over to God and stuff like that.
Well, after all the devilishment he's done, you damn right you're turning your life over to God.
So somebody like posted this link with to it and I had no idea this was going on. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. So Steely and who?
Steely and Cleavey.
Cleavey and Steely. Good luck, man.
Yeah.
I wish you guys the best. Yeah.
Somebody said, so can we stop? That's not our fight, Rashawn. We are not talking about it. So WikiLeaks. A bunch of their files put up.
Yeah, guys, listen. WikiLeaks just dropped the bomb on a whole bunch of files that came out, everything from Hillary Clinton's emails. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I wouldn't open those. McCain's being guilty. Vegas shooting done by an FBI sniper. Keep hitting that. Steve Jobs, HIV. Keep hitting that. I saw them files. Had his social security number in there, everything. Oh, Jesus, my God. Pedo Podesta.
Allegedly.
Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, Bilderberg, CIA agents arrested for
allegedly
Mexicans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay.
For being Mexican.
Okay.
You know, and so much more. And I went in, and it's just thousands,
yeah, it's
and thousands,
like so
of
much there
files. But if you
happy digging.
You want to go in there, and it's a lot. I'm pretty sure it's UFO stuff in there, stuff as well. So all of this stuff is interesting, but all of this information is readily available. Yeah,
you said FBA sniper.
I said FBA sniper. Oh God, God damn! I didn't mean to mention. That. FBI sniper.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. FBI sniper.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's all coming out now. Sorry about that. No one to disrespect people. Yeah.
Oh,
I must
gosh.
Be losing my mind. I think I am, man. Maybe, you know.
I get why you did it, because somebody said something about
yes,
it.
That's,
I get why you did
you
it.
You see why I did that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
I
funny.
Was trying to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, because somebody said something about
hip-hop.
Yeah,
I was multi-thinking.
I'm
not. Thank you. Somebody said something. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Still funny.
Yeah.
So, funny story, a former Jacksonville Jaguar employee is accused of stealing $22
million. $22 million.
Yeah, the guy's name is Emmett Patel. He's a former manager of financial planning and analysis. He allegedly exploited the team's virtual credit card program to purchase a condo, a Tesla Model 3, a Nissan pickup truck, and a $95,000 watch.
He was balling.
He was wilding
out. You put people in front of money, and the word integrity means things you do when nobody's watching, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people have no integrity.
Yeah, yeah.
You put them in front of all that money, and once you figure out, I told you, I had no integrity working at U-Haul. None. Once I figured out I can rent trucks that didn't go nowhere and bring them back with money, it was a wreck. I was bawling. I was like, oh, it's payday?
Yeah.
They was like, yeah, it's payday, man. You know, I ain't even know. Money in both pockets, shit, money in my socks and shit.
You good?
I'm pulling up in my whip and shit, music playing. They go, we make $6 an hour. He makes $6 an hour. This thing of pushing and shit.
Yeah.
I was bawling. Told mommy, your wife, mom, hey, you know.
Take that.
Yeah. That furniture we was looking at. Put a little something on it. Because, you know, I was balling, and then the auditors showed up. These niggas came in, you know, they're coming busy. I was like, now this gig is over.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, you get in front of all that money, and you got a lot of idle time on your hand. You start going, what if I, because the shit I was doing, it was like, how did he do that? How did he confuse the computer? Because I'm a genius.
Smart. Yeah, smart.
You know what I'm saying?
But $22 million, you ain't
dude. What happens is
you get greedy. Yeah.
It's just, if he did it once or twice, it'd have been no big deal.
Yeah,
you know, got him a little something. You know, iced out. You know, I'm doing
not good even. Don't here. Be iced.
Not iced, but you bring the ice out only when you're in the club.
Yeah.
To draw some more. You know, this that, and then you become a grifter.
Yeah.
How'd you do this? Well, take my course. On you know this and that. Oh, he looked like he got money.
We got to see in 24 hours.
Yeah, we got to see in 24 hours. I don't know why you ain't doing what you doing. Yeah, you know I'm a big person out here. Take my course, and then he could have leveraged
this
into
true.
Some real shit.
It's true,
but no, he started buying houses, $95,000 watches, and as a result, he's going to Yale.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, in some unimportant, unserious news, you remember the co-hosts, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes? Remember, they got caught messing with each other? They were co-anchors?
Yes.
And they got caught messing with each other?
Yes.
So now their exes...
Now their exes are got together.
They got together.
Is that to get back at them?
So here's the thing. I saw pictures of the exes from years ago together, like selfies and stuff like that. Malcolm thinks they were swingers.
Oh. That might have been it.
That's what Malcolm thinks.
That may have been it. And now they just... Because didn't Steph Curry...
Yes, yes.
Their Swiss partners.
Yes, their parents.
Their parents are now dating the friends.
Yes, yep.
That's weirdo shit.
Yeah, man. I'd like...
That's weirdo shit, bro. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, that's weirdo shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, can't make a hoe into a housewife. But...
Why is she the hoe?
But... If you spell home, H-O,
mm-hmm.
that's a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And M-E, me, home. Huh? That's the thinking of a lot of these dudes. You know what I'm saying? That's the thinking. That you get where I was going with that, right?
You're better than that.
I'm not better than that.
You are better than that.
I am not better than that.
And I'm always tell you when you're better than that.
I'm not better than that.
Right?
No, I thought that's a good point right there. Mm-hmm.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw this clip of The Rock walking out of a meeting. He said he just met at the Pentagon with some military officials. He said we got some interesting stuff. So people were just like, what the hell?
What the hell is The Rock?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming out of a Pentagon meeting
mm-hmm.
with military officials.
Exactly.
None of that makes any sense.
At all.
Right? All.
So people are saying that the Democratic Party wants him to run for president.
And so so why is he meeting with military? Oh, they're briefing him on how a presidential candidate is supposed to operate and run?
Because he was on a Joe Rogan podcast recently, and it was one of the worst episodes I've ever seen.
Oh, what did they talk about? Nothing?
It was just so like, I saw a comment that was perfect. It said it felt like two PR teams battling it out.
Because
they were both like not trying to.
Yeah. Okay.
And The Rock, like, he's become like so big of a brand. Like, he don't say nothing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he has like no personality. Like, he's like too perfect. What size hoodie you wearing? Yo size. No, this is a large and that's a 2X.
And this is a 2X. Yeah. Large and 2X.
Yeah, somebody said he really think he ain't walking tall. Yeah, it was boring. But a lot of people have floated the idea of him running for president because they saw these celebrities. Because before, like, a celebrity running for president, like, that had...
Right.
You know what I mean? It was unheard of.
But it does make sense, Malcolm. We live in a world where social media, this is celebrity. This is not about necessarily credentials. It's more about clout. And the whole situation signifies that it's a joke anyway. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I could see him running for president. And now you got to go against him. Like, if, let's say he won on a Democratic mm-hmm. ticket. All Republicans who used to rock with him, go to parties with him, do all that, now has to look at him as the enemy, mm-hmm. can't take pictures with him no more. Yeah. And it becomes a whole shit mess. But that's what happened to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All of them was with Donald Trump, rapping about him, in photos with him, and then all of a sudden he became the worst man ever.
Mm-hmm.
All politics.
Absolutely.
All craziness.
So Ronald Reagan was a celebrity. He was an actor.
But to me, that was the exception to the rule. Because all of this social media
hadn't really been
prevalent at the time. He just so happened in his younger days, shit, because he was old as dirt when he became the damn president, happened to be an actor. But we know in the grand scheme of things, we're all actors in this you know, movie simulation that's going on.
That is
in
called,
this simulation.
That is called Earth.
That's called Earth.
Yeah. The people chant. That is a presidential slogan. You're right, Jay Nightman.
What did he say?
People chant.
The people's chant.
That is hard. I'm not.
Yeah.
That is hard.
Absolutely. Drop bomb in that.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Or it can be the presidential thing, or it can just be him shoring up his endorsement of Biden.
Could be that. And then remember, him going against Trump, he would probably win.
Yeah.
Just off me and my wife loves The Rock. My wife has a couple of boyfriends. The Rock for his thighs and shit. Godfrey, because he's a chocolate comedian. He's funny. Yaki Awakening for his information.
That's crazy.
These people, she fucking around heavy.
That's crazy.
She got all these niggas out here in the virtual streets.
That's crazy.
You know, she got a whole bunch of sneaky links going on. And when they on, I'm like, can I talk to you? Yaki is on.
That's crazy.
Can you chill? And I'd be like, God damn. So she out here in these streets now. Yeah. And so she would vote for The Rock just because.
Somebody said, Malcolm, I'm 6'1", 280 pounds in shape. What size did I get? Guess extra large.
Yeah, extra large probably extra large to get it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy, Mama Dunn.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane. Kodak, did we talk about Kodak Black being in jail?
He's in jail, right?
Yeah.
Cocaine?
Cocaine, yeah.
Okay, we're talking about it now. Cocaine.
Didn't he just get pardoned by Trump?
I think he did, yeah.
He ain't back in jail?
Well, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what music is about. And Sauce Walker.
Sauce Walker
was in a car chase with the police.
Yeah, with the cops. He was driving 130 miles an hour, totaled his car, and then he got arrested.
Yeah.
For this. So, crazy.
So it's going down. It is going down.
This has been like a really, really eventful fourth quarter of the year, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy, right?
It has.
Usually slow. Everybody kind of, you know, tapers up. And now this is, people been at it.
People have been at it. And, you know, it's just a lot going on. Jamie Foxx.
All right, he's back in the new. Well, he's back out.
I gave his first public speech at the Critical Choice Awards. Critics' Choice Award. And, you know, he gave a speech. Mm-hmm. He talked about cloning and everybody think he's a clone and this and that. And he said he was in the tunnel, but he never saw the light, which means he was close to death. And it's weird because the original rumors was that P. Diddy did that.
This is true.
That's just weird.
This is true. I forgot about that.
Right? Because he was talking too much.
About the parties.
About those parties. And so that was the, not, don't.
That was, again, that's a fact.
Speculation. Right?
Alleged.
That was the original conversation.
That was the original conversation.
That is a fact.
He was trying to get away from Diddy or something, and something happened to him because he started speaking too much about those parties.
That is true.
And so that's a weird thing. To come about during this time.
And it felt like around that time, a lot of people were talking about Diddy's parties. Just try to think back like 7 months ago.
Yeah,
like,
a lifetime for a lot of people.
It felt like a lot of people just talking about how crazy his parties get. And now we know. Freak-offs.
Yeah, freak-offs.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
You want to take a commercial now?
Yeah, let's get to a commercial.
Let's get a commercial break. Get your questions ready. We have some stories coming up about the guy in Virginia blowing up that house. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
We're going to get into it when we get back.
Yeah, absolutely. Peace.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back. Thank you guys for joining us.
As always
on this Thursday. Don't forget to hit the like button. We'd appreciate it.
Yes. Yes.
We work hard up here.
We do work hard up here.
To put on a show for you guys.
We do. We bring it live. Nothing pre-scripted here. What you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know where the show is going
to
go.
Yeah, real quick. That takes me back to the Joe Budden, Melissa Ford thing. It's because he talks about, quote unquote, saving people from themselves. He don't put out entire interviews. He do because they said something crazy. The first time the Diddy news broke, the episode came out 8 hours late because he was editing the stuff out, and you couldn't edit out that stuff that Melissa Ford said
because
you wanted to get her cooked.
I
thought that was whack.
That is whack.
He didn't
that
put
is
out
whack.
The interview with Math, Tasha K, all these people because I got to save them from themselves because he thinks he's smarter than everybody.
Yeah.
And your co-host, you didn't protect her. I think that's whack. Even though what she said, that was stupid what she said.
But the show is not live.
It's not live. If he said that, if I said that,
then I can't.
That cake is baked. It's live. Yeah.
That cake is baked. Right.
Right. Just me.
No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. That the whole purpose of you doing a pre-recorded show is to make it the best show as possible and not throw anybody under the bus. I chose to go live because I used to like to just watch Malcolm squirm in his
seat.
I used to wild out and just watch him be like, oh, sweat beads dropping down his face and shit. It wasn't that serious. Was very funny, Dad.
It wasn't that. No.
And I said, watch this. And then, you know, y'all, you know, brought me in.
Oh, okay. Somebody corrected me. Melissa Ford said she wanted to. So Joe said he wanted to take it out, and then she said put it back. Okay. I stand corrected.
Okay, we stand corrected. See? That's why I love our audience.
That's why we're live.
That's why we're live.
I have to wait till next week to be wrong.
And we don't take that personal. I say my chat is smarter than me. I'm going to pull all them in a minute and go get a 50-50 or, you know, one of my lifelines in a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because I need some information.
Well, we're back from commercial break. So don't forget, we have a 50% off sale right now.
It's the biggest sale we've ever given.
Yeah.
Will ever give.
This is the holiday end
of the
year.
This is the holiday end of the year blast. Blowout,
you know.
It is 50%
Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Oh, you could get two of these for the price of one.
Hanukkah, if you celebrate it.
Hanukkah. You can't Hanukkah. Just. Yeah, you know, that's got to come down from, you know, in here. You know, and so I'm advising you because I promise you,
yeah,
you won't see this again.
Listen, how we're gonna do this merch stuff in the future is gonna be different. So you might as well get
totally
stuff
different.
Now. It's gonna be different.
Totally different.
That's what I'll say.
So get it while it's hot. You have your Black Family Business courses.
Black Family Biz courses, completely free. I made the website very easy.
Yes.
I even made the button a little bigger for you guys.
Right, so you could see it.
Because, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Okay, so I, you know, create these websites. I'm thinking it's simple, and then I get reminded that.
I thought you was being deceptive. I went in at like a regular customer. I did that this morning because me as supervisor, I got to check people's work and see if it's, you know. So I go in like a regular customer. I'm like, let me get the free courses. I'm scrolling. I don't see nothing free.
Oh, my God.
All I'm seeing is him talking about how great he is.
Hey, oh, my God.
And what a great teacher he is. I'm saying you sounding like a grifter to me, son. I'm like, you sounding like a fake guru just to get me to the site. Now I'm here and I don't see free shit. Then I got to go all the way up in the corner. It's a drop-down menu.
That says courses.
It said, but it don't say free courses.
You click the button and it's...
It's this goddamn big.
Y'all piss me off.
So I said, no. I called a meeting and said, you like grifter. You know what I'm saying? I want to see when people hit the page, free. Then they worry about what other services you can provide.
Can't stand
you. I'm just saying, just going like I said. I don't want to get JT, you know, the pocket watcher on the scene and be like, look, you know, I'm making a call from, I'm an insider. You sound like Black Dot. No, this ain't Black Dot. It's insider.
Shut up. It ain't me.
It ain't me. Shut up. I take this thing over here, Krypton. You go to the site and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. So now the site looks good.
Thank you. Okay.
Looks good. Looks right. Like when you hit it,
thank
it's
you.
Free.
Goodness, man.
Yeah. So do that. That's dope. Some people were saying they didn't know where the Geometria.
So listen, if you're a member, you log in. There's a button that says library at the top, and then you have access to all of the exclusives. All of the
enlightenment courses. That's where it would be in the enlightenment.
The community section.
Yes, community
where
section.
Where we do the morning meetups at. Like, all of that is there for you guys.
Yeah, all of that's there for you. And I still have one big announcement to make for memberships.
Next year.
I'll make it before next year because I want it to be on your mind.
Okay, fine.
But
it'll
go into effect next year.
Yes, okay.
You know, you're going to want to get a membership.
Absolutely.
Shit, if you know what I know.
Absolutely. That's okay. So let's get some more stuff, huh?
Yeah, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Norman Lear died.
Norman Lear can rest in piss.
Absolutely.
Norman Lear is the creator of a whole series of shows, Good Times, The Jeffersons, All in the Family, a few other shows that... Maud? A few other of them shows that came out. But we know that it was a Black brother. I forget his name. And this is when I'm going for my 50-50 lifeline. If y'all know the Black brother's name, who's still here.
He's still alive, actually.
Yes, he's still alive. put his name in the comment section so I can honor him for these shows that he is the one who really...
Eric Monte
was the...
Sanford and Son as well.
Yeah, Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son,
Good Times, Jefferson, All in the Family. And so Norman Lear received credit for that. But we know that Eric Monte, or somebody said Mike Evans, or that was the name of the guy from Good Times. Eric Monte, yeah. Yes. And so I want to big him up because it's impossible for that white guy to understand our culture to that magnitude. But it is in line with what's happening. It's always happened in Hollywood. Happened,
yeah.
Somebody else gets the credit. Someone else runs with that.
Or
you don't receive your just due.
Further than that, slave owners creating contraptions that made their slaves' lives easier.
But couldn't receive, because they couldn't file for patents.
Because
they were slaves, so their owners
took the credit.
Filed and took all the credit.
Yeah.
So right along those lines. Yeah. But these shows were monumental for us because the first time we really saw ourselves on TV, and they all had they were groundbreaking because a lot of people don't know the first gay episode was All in the Family.
Oh.
Where Meathead, that's who you are, you Meathead. He had a friend who was gay, and Archie Bunker didn't like it. Come to find out, one of his friends in the episode was gay. Maud, I think it was Maud, was the first one to get an abortion.
Oh, wow.
On these episodes. It was a few other things that were groundbreaking. A transgender. On the Jeffersons, I believe it was, and they called him kooky and this and that. So he always implemented something in the show that was kind of controversial. Of course, Good Times, you know, and all of that and situations. And so rest in peace.
Absolutely.
To Norman Lear. Somebody and said shout out.
Tyler Perry bigged up Norman Lear.
Well, they all do.
So I just watched the Tyler Perry documentary the other day. It's on Amazon Prime. And it was pretty good. It was better than I expected. I have my gripes with Tyler Perry.
Did he do the documentary himself?
Yeah, I believe.
Okay, well then there it is. So the story.
No.
I can only take about 40% of
that. No. There was a few people in there who were very critical of him.
Okay.
Very there was a few people, and I was just he don't like Tyler. You can tell. And they echoed a lot of the same sentiments we echo about just degradation of how he portrayed black culture.
No, of course.
They had the Spike Lee comments in there as well, how he felt about Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
It was just interesting to see the come up, because he did have to do a lot to gain that underground following. It did have to come from somewhere, and he definitely worked the Chitlin circuit, the literal Chitlin circuit.
Yes.
He did work it. He was kind of revolutionary in getting emails in the 90s, crafting the email list in the 90s. So he had a million people before he had a movie coming out. So by the time the movie came out here, it had a built-in audience, studios. It was wow. But again, textbook. I have my issues with him. Yeah.
It's textbook on how you do it. And look at his audience, church-going black women, God-fearing women. And so that's an audience that he cultivated on his own and worked. Mm. And so he had a whole church following because he always threw church in there. He resonated with a lot of our women who had issues with men. He fed off that energy. So there weren't a lot of masculine aspects of his movie. Now, under the guise of entertainment, we can say that's what it was. And when we, in retrospect, as we look at it, we go, well, damn, where were we in representative in that? And he's leveraged that into sort of like a billionaire, yes?
Sort of like a billionaire, yeah.
But what you were telling me, economically speaking...
Yeah, apparently there's a lot of people who are uncovering in Atlanta that his wealth as a billionaire isn't trickling down to the community.
Yeah, because it's written by him, produced by him, directed by him. The lights are done by him. The special effects, the camera, the stage is his.
And you better not unionize either.
You better not unionize.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and that's why all of it start to look and sound the same, you know, at the same time. So he's a power freak.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to keep everything.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's how he built his wealth so fast.
But do you think he cares? What we think?
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? This, he's like, I got mine.
Yeah.
Get yours. So it's easy to get on your moral high hog and we want to do things. And he like, listen, I made funny movies that people appreciated. Mm-hmm. They went out and bought them. Why should I switch my joint up and then become revolutionary or political? That's someone else's job. That's Spike Lee's job. And we here.
Well, he has a studio. He has a soundstage dedicated to him at the Tyler Perry studio.
Well, that was him throwing him an olive branch.
Yeah, absolutely.
To say, yo, I know, you know, we have people that's black people. I'm not going to say as black men, we can get together and, you know, and make it happen. So, you know,
yeah,
I'll check out the documentary, Never.
I had nothing to watch. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to.
It was nothing on TV, man.
He looks like a beautiful woman that was confused.
Oh, man.
And he was abused, I'm hearing, too, as a child.
He was.
Mama Dot was saying his father abused him because the father never thought he was his.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to find out.
He wasn't.
Yeah. That's deep. How did he know he wasn't his? He probably threw a football at him. Sorry, no, don't worry. Slow down. It's your first time trying to catch it. Come on, Tyler. Oh, fuck you. All right, let's try baseball. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't be afraid of the ball, Tyler. And he was like, man, this ain't my fucking son. This nigga, you know what? This bitch right here, no fucking way. Probably went to shoot a jump shot and was like, you know how women shoot? And she was like, and they was like, this is not my fucking son. Anyhow.
Somebody said 50 Cent brought a film student in Louisiana. I think I do remember that.
All right, 50, for it.
Yeah, like, listen, what I've been noticing lately is a lot of people who've made their money one way, like, say they made their money, like, you know, trying to get gold, right? Now what they're trying to do is build the shovel. They're trying to sell the shovel now.
Yeah, they're trying to sell you the shovel.
They're trying to sell you a new platform somehow, or like he's trying to cut out the middlemen when it comes to like how they get their, you know, movies and stuff made, which is smart. You know, that's the way you build wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know. So, hold on.
You are tuned into the sound of Urban X.
We're going to talk about this explosion in Arlington, Virginia. That video was crazy.
That shit looked like something out of a movie.
Yeah, I've never seen an explosion like that.
That looks like the police officers, because they said it was coming to issue a search warrant.
Yeah.
You know, you see the movies where the police officers, boom!
Yeah.
Yo, shit just got deep,
yeah,
son.
And the screen is ringing. Like,
yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Yeah. Get down.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper. You know, it's like one of the movies.
They were executing a search warrant on resident James Y-O-O, 56 years old, and they're investigating concerning posts he allegedly made on social media. He's presumed dead. Human remains have been located at the scene. The police, the Office of Medical Examiner will work to positively identify the individual and cause of the manner of death.
Now, first of all, his name is Yu.
Yu, okay? Yo.
So had they been able to interrogate him, they'd have been like, we're here to see you. I am you.
No.
Me. I am. Don't be funny with this. I'm here to see you. I am you. How can you be me if I'm me? Don't be funny with this. So, let me hit my Scooby-Doo shit. Okay. Y'all know what I'm I am me, but if you are me, how am I you? All right. So, anywho, this guy was a cybersecurity expert.
Yes.
So that makes it strange.
Yes.
They said he was making strange comments
concerning,
on his section.
Yes. Concerning social media posts.
Social media posts. He said his neighbors were spying on him and their kids. He made a whole big scene, and so the house explodes. And so that whole thing is just kind of...
That is crazy.
Really bizarre stuff going on in Washington.
Yeah.
Arlington, Virginia, which is,
you know, that area.
In that specific area. So interesting to know.
That was crazy. Like that, I had to watch that video a couple of times.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, son. Yeah. I had never seen anything like that.
Yeah, before. I was like, bro,
I had never seen anything like that before. Just blow a whole goddamn house up.
Yeah. Oh, guys, also real quick, Amazon apparently got hacked.
Yes, they hacked Odyssey's little account.
Yeah, they're buying stuff. They're buying PlayStation remotes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All kind of wild.
You're wilding out, and apparently, a lot of people on social media said that they Amazon accounts got hacked
but
too.
But their customer service is terrible. I hate to say it, because there was nothing they can do, and that's because they outsource all of them goddamn customer service representatives. Mm-hmm. You know, them ain't real people at Amazon, but Amazon is too large for that.
Yeah.
And so they didn't know what to do. So, you know.
Somebody said 300 cyber attacks in America. I can believe it.
Yes, yes. And cyber attacks is something that in other places like Russia, they train them mm-hmm. how to do cyber attacks.
Yeah.
That is a form of warfare.
Yo, dude, if hackers, like real life hackers impress me.
Yes.
It's just like, where did you learn this? Like, yes. How did you even like.
Yes.
Like this somebody.
And the ones who don't get greedy, like they show one dude, I don't know how he got caught. He was deciphering a penny. Of all of the transactions that was going through, one penny.
SOD.
And what it was accumulating millions.
Yeah, that's crazy.
One penny. You know what I mean? I don't know how he got caught, but yeah. So some of them are very sophisticated.
That is crazy.
Yes, yes. Some of them are definitely very sophisticated operations.
They're hacking Rockstar Games. For information on Grand Theft Auto 6. Somebody hacked, like this happened like months ago. They hack like early versions of the game,
uh-huh.
like with exposed code in the game, all that stuff. They hacked that.
Wow.
Somebody, the trailer was, it dropped Monday. It was supposed to drop Tuesday. Somebody hacked it and they leaked it early. So like, I don't know. I'm just impressed by hackers. I am. Not gonna lie.
Okay. All right. So that's what that is. But that game doesn't come out until
2025.
Yeah,
I was
like, wow, 2025.
But here's the thing. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in 2013. The first trailer dropped 2011. So
okay, so this is how
it
you
is,
do things.
It is about right.
This is how they get you lined up.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
We did a reaction video.
Reaction video and stuff. I thought it was coming out in the next couple of weeks.
We did too. If you saw our face, we were just like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? Let's take some questions.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's take some
Hope
questions.
Hope you guys are enjoying the show. It says I had 2 likes. So obviously something is wrong.
Yeah, yours is messed up. I see more than that.
I need to maybe refresh my page.
I see more than that. Did you know, guys, that McDonald's is coming out with a spinoff restaurant called Cosmics? Cosmics is apparently, you remember how McDonald's used to have like their mascots, Ronald McDonald,
yeah.
Grimace, the Hamburglar. Apparently Cosmics is one of them as well. Didn't know that. And they're coming out with a new chain of restaurants in Texas.
Okay, so what's going to be the theme of this?
Drinks and small bites. That's what I read.
Oh, so like mini burgers.
I'm assuming like,
small bites, that's mini burgers.
Nuggets and stuff.
Okay, why are they doing this?
No clue. No clue.
Okay. All right. We'll find out. But in Texas, they'll launch it in Texas. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Like the first like 9 stores are launching in Texas this year. And then if it's successful, they'll roll it out to everywhere else.
Okay. Another way to selling you the shovel almost, you know, like a new division of burgers.
No, but it doesn't feel like, it just feels like with even McDonald's, right? It just feels like they're trying to flip over, like, just society.
They said they have a new Big Mac out, too.
Really?
It's something about more sauce, the cheese will be melty. Something I read.
Let's see.
A new version of the Big Mac.
Yeah, so this is about, like, drinks, like, real quick, before we get to that. So these different lemonades, brews.
Okay.
Signature Galactic Boost. Panera Bread killed somebody else.
Yeah, they did.
They drink, yeah. That highly caffeinated drink.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful if you have heart conditions of any sort and you get that high-powered drink, could be over.
Hash brown bites, McMuffins still
there. Mama Dot been trying to get me to go buy one, but she don't know I left my Dunkin' Donuts inheritance. Back to you now.
Thank you.
All right, you let that trickle down to Noble.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of points.
Thank you.
You know, for you guys, because I ain't crazy. She's like, let's stop by Panero's. Don't you like lemonade?
get the supercharge.
Yeah, get the supercharge for him.
400 grams of caffeine. Mm-hmm.
Don't play me, Mama Doc.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
That's why I switched all my stuff over, because that's all I got in my name is my Dunkin' Donuts points. It's shipping them out. The NFL wants, are encouraging players to take a knee for Israel.
What?
They like, because they're having moments of silence, and
what? So they're
encouraging them to take knees.
See, all right. I hate when they force me to, like, you know, get like, all right, so they couldn't knee for Kaepernick, they couldn't knee for that. Was, you know.
No, of course not.
But you can knee for thing. And even though I thought that Kaepernick, you know how I feel about Kaepernick.
Yeah, we don't have to go into that.
But now
it's the principle of it.
Yeah, it's principalities.
It's principalities
of it.
Involved.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Forrest Whitaker's ex-wife of 25 years has passed away.
You said from what? She was young.
I didn't really get any details of what it was from. She was 51 years old, so our deepest condolences
absolutely
goes out to him and his family. I think they had three children together, three daughters, if memory serves me correct. And side note, he's Godfather 4.
Yeah, that's Godfather of Harlem season 4.
Godfather of Harlem season 4.
Gary New, yes.
Has been green-lighted, so big bad at it. You know what I mean?
Because they can't, you know, when you don't hear about shows, you just assume they're getting canceled.
Right. So
I guess they were canceling black shows like left and right.
But remember, we had a strike.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of that may have played into how long. So we might see the reemergence of a few shows that we thought.
They canceled. It was a show I was watching. It's called Grand Crew. And I'm still mad they canceled it.
What was it about?
It was just about black people doing regular stuff, and it was hilarious. Like,
got you.
It wasn't like overly, like, you know, social justice. It wasn't like, you know, it was just mad funny. Bunch of friends, they would get into stuff. They hang out at a wine bar instead of like regular bar. It's hilarious, man.
Okay, all right.
Pissed me off they canceled it.
I always thought Seinfeld was a show about nothing.
That's what it was.
But they were great at, and somebody could lock their keys in the car, and they can do a whole episode around that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's true comedy when you can write, you know, it doesn't have to be something major going on.
Somebody said
You can get the tomato soup, just don't wash it down with the lemonade.
Who's talking about?
Somebody, Prince Nasir, said he likes Panero Bread's tomato soup. And I'm saying get the soup.
It's just like the supercharged like, yeah, lemonade, something like that.
Supercharged lemonade, stay away from that one.
Somebody said College Hill versus Real World or Jersey Shore. I watched College Hill and Jersey Shore growing up. The guy, Ronnie from Jersey Shore, he went to my high school. Not while I was there, but obviously, you know what I'm saying.
All right.
Did he do it? Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he did it. I think Diddy did it.
Yeah, I think Diddy did it.
Did you see the new Michael Jackson NFT drop today? No, I didn't.
Where can I see that at?
Hmm.
Please drop a link where I can see that at. Malcolm, what are your thoughts on GTA protagonist being a woman?
I don't care. It's going to be two characters. Just like the last one had three characters, this is going to have two, Bonnie and Clyde. I think they're going to try to add a third one, like a cop in there as well. So you can be, this is just my rumor why, but I don't care, man. Like, who cares?
Yeah, and I did get pissed off when they changed the Malcolm X character in the Godfather of Harlem, because he looked like he ate pork. This one. He had all kind of craters and shit in his face. I was like, dude, at least girl don't eat swine and shit.
That's bad.
That nigga looked like he done. I'm eating a ham sandwich during the break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know. Thoughts on Sauce Walker? I'm not too familiar, but isn't he going at J. Cole on some things?
No, he said he can out-rap him, but
he just clout chasing.
Yeah. I'm not really too familiar with his music.
I'm not too familiar with his music, no.
Did y'all hear about the light-skinned... Okay, so there is, on Zeus TV, that Odyssey, that I walked in on Odyssey, Mama Dad, and Eli watching. I walked in on them watching.
Uh-oh.
Zeus TV with the baddies of the... What was it? Baddies of... And it was just ratchet. I was just like, what are y'all doing?
What are y'all sitting here doing?
What are y'all doing?
Don't let me
So they're doing here. Like a light skin versus dark skin.
You can't be my Betty Shabazz.
Yeah. I was ashamed.
My Shabetty Bazz.
I was ashamed.
Charleston White wants to be in
Grand Yo, Theft so Auto. A lot of the, so if you watch the GTA trailer, a lot of those things that you saw were from actual events that happened in Florida. I gotta show it to you.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and one of the dudes, like, if you look at some of the characters, they look like a few of those people, like exact people, like gold teeth, the big locks.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't know, man. They might, GTA Little might Haiti have some lawsuits. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Jasmine said, I watch Zoom sometimes. Yeah, y'all are, come on, man. That could do better.
Somebody, what's the wildest moment from Black Dot Live? I have no idea, man. I don't remember the show. I never watched the repeats of the shows either. I hear what people say. I just keep it moving. This is just my everyday life, man. They'll tell you, man, I'm upstairs wilding.
Somebody said, you two are some extra simpish now regarding these obvious money grabs attempts by groupies. Sorry, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Women twerking on top of cars.
That was a real clip that they used.
Oh wow.
That was a real, they got that from a real clip.
Oh man.
Trust me, Florida's a crazy place. Oh, we know. We know. Tubi's new Netflix. Some of them Tubi movies, like independent movies are ridiculous.
They are.
I don't know what deal Marcus Houston got with them as well. He be putting out a bunch of movies on Tubi. I'm just like,
we're gonna put a movie out on Tubi.
I'm with it.
Yeah, we're gonna do, cause we got all the cameras.
I'm with it.
We got cinematic cameras. We don't play here. I mean, that stuff sitting in a box. You know, we got all kind of sliders.
Yeah.
Pay us. We'll do your Tubi movie.
Facts.
They're going to charge you.
Also, real quick for the Diddy thing, because we've also said, because there's one that came out, not legally, but somebody came out from like the 90s and when he was in college at Howard.
Oh, that's
that,
it.
I feel like it's a money grab.
Yeah, yeah.
That I feel like is a money grab.
Because he wasn't even Diddy back then.
Yeah, like he...
In 1989.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. You know what I'm saying?
And not to... It's a male victim. And hopefully that, but you know, come on.
Right? And don't get me wrong, I think I've always said like 20 years to come out, or you know, that's a long time. But when now the bully has tasted his own blood now.
Yes.
That's when it happens. You
that's when
say?
It happens. When Chris it happens. Stokes is another one who has to be, who them boys used to?
B2K.
Short two? Yeah, B2K.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and we understand that there were some issues there. Jermaine Dupri with...
Crisscross. Allegedly.
I hit allegedly.
Okay, okay.
I brought Leslie in.
Okay.
I brought Leslie in the room. Come on now, I'm saying.
Shoot.
Yeah. So it's a lot going on, bro.
Is Stephen A. leaving ESPN? I don't know. He's just been, like, on his personal podcast, he's been wilding. Like,
yeah. But again, he's trying to leverage now. They all doing it now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so now they coming off the sports page. And, you know, the rest is what it is.
Let's take some more questions. They could have hit Diddy with them charges during the Shine shooting, but he threw Diddy Shine
was,
under the bus.
And he was at the top of his game, and
yeah,
they still saw value in Diddy during that time. So that might have been Clarence Avant. You never really know who got him out of that situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Dad, after 29 years, I finally given up drinking a month ago Sunday. Shouts out.
Oh, congratulations, man. Congrats, man. One day at a time, King. Don't have these lofty expectations that, you know, just live in the moment. We talk a lot about that on our morning meetups.
Mm-hmm.
Living in the moment, taking it one day at a time, getting around a support group that can help you do this stuff. And if you get off the bandwagon, get back on right away, because we start feeling bad when we fall off and then we don't get back on. So get back on and make it happen. Make it happen.
Absolutely.
You can do it.
Why is GTA making... So it's... They do the game. They do these games in cycles. So it's New York, which is Liberty Cities. Then it's Florida. Then it's Cali. Those are the three cities that they kind of work out of.
Okay.
So the last one was Cali, like GTA 5. So Miami's next.
All right.
Miami is next. So they got to get it. With that being said, guys.
Yeah, with that being said, can we get 1,000 likes?
Hit the like button on your way out. We've had an amazing show with you guys. We had an amazing time with you guys. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Remember, it is 50% off on shopurbanx.com.
You will not see this again.
50% off.
Go there now. Hurry up and buy.
Yes.
Hurry up and buy.
Yeah, Deion, he signed the number one offensive lineman today.
All right.
Congrats. All right. Good luck to him.
Yeah. And Deion is also asking for his privacy name.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's got a DJ in the locker room. He's got every rapper on the sideline. They're throwing a hip-hop party, and now he wants privacy. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But they will be much better next year. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully.
Yeah, no. Once you start getting showing up that offensive line, they'll be all right.
All right. So, like I said, have an amazing weekend, and we will see you guys Monday.
Monday.
And for the members, we'll see you guys in the morning.
We'll see you guys in the morning.
Peace.